And we have a backup voice actor and another backup voice actor. Don't do drugs, you go to hell. Or the one from the 98 movie.
I think all of those guys are dead, but that's fine too. Welcome to Set Sick, everybody. This is Kendrick, and you should toss a coin to your witcher.
Oh, Kyle of Plenty. I'm Kyle.
Oh, Joe of me.
And this is Kevin.
Wow. There's a new song in the new season of The Witcher. That is supposed to be the new toss a coin to your witcher song, I think.
Is it?
But it's just Jeskier. I don't know. You'll have to decide for yourself. But the theme of the song
Dandelion.
Is... Jeskier being like super Dandelion? Salty that Geralt left him at the end of season one, and that's the song. Yeah, Dandelion, Jeskier, whatever you want to say.
I just like correcting people on that one because it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Speaking of The Witcher, I watched the second season of The Witcher. It's really good. Like
I have not yet. I have very high hopes.
Based on what I've read of the books, though, like I can't tell where the books in the series are because. In the books, as up to the point that I've read, they have not mentioned the Wild Hunt at all.
Oh, like, shit.
And the Wild Hunt is very firmly in the second season.
But we're doing the Wild Hunt, huh?
Yeah. Cool. They kind of merged a bunch of stuff together. So I think you can watch the show and pretty much get a completely different kind of experience than the games or the book.
That's kind of what I got from reading the books and watching the first season. Like, yeah. It's like, it's... You know what it is, and I hate to bring it back to this, but it's a lot like the Cowboy Bebop anime, where it's a remix.
Yeah, it is.
I'm fucking cool with that.
Yeah,
I've never been more happy. I still haven't actually finished the Cowboy Bebop anime, live action version, I should say, not anime.
Well, I have good news for you. You'll be able to finish it pretty soon because it got.
I got one episode
canceled.
Left. Well, of course it did. I don't know. That didn't upset me.
A lot of people are reacting to that, though.
That didn't upset me because I never thought there was going to be a second season. I figured it was one and done.
Yeah.
Like the original Cowboy Bebop, where they just nailed it and then they were good. Yeah. High fives and chest bumps all around, then we move on.
They kind of leave it in a good spot like that. But again, I don't have a lot of attachment to it like a lot of people do, so... You'll have to tell me what you think when you finished it.
I will.
Suffice it to say that I finished that second season of The Witcher, and I was like, man, I should go play The Witcher Wild Hunt. I've had it. I own it. I've put it into my PlayStation and downloaded it like 6 times and never kind of got into it.
Yeah.
Because everybody keeps telling me things that drive me away from playing it. Like when I was going to play it last year, whenever the first season of The Witcher came out, Kevin's like, oh, if you play it on really easy, it's so great, but if you really want to get into it, it can be really complicated. And I was like, eh. And I've played the first one and got 15 minutes in, and I didn't know what I was doing. So I stopped that one. So I just, like, had that kind of bad taste in my mouth feeling. And then I think it was Kevin or someone else said that. I was like, okay, I won't play it now.
I played the first Witcher, not good. I played the second Witcher, also not good. Then I played the third Witcher.
Oh, you played the third one?
I played it for like 15 minutes.
Oh, and it crashed. But it crashed. When I was streaming Uncharted the other day, your brother said, "Oh, it's kind of cool, but it's really like hack slashy gameplay." Like, and maybe that was because he put it on an easier mode or something. But he said it was just flailing his sword around and stuff. And I was like, "God, that doesn't make me want to play it either." So every time,
Part of the trick is anybody who is actually interested in sword stuff is going to be like, this game's dumb. Why is he swinging the sword around like that?" And that's the kind of thing that I feel it's only addressed in the books. Because there's a section there where they're like, and it's like some fucking dipshit on a boat. Like, why do they flail around like that? And it's like, well, when you're fighting a man, you want to keep the sword in front of you and you want to keep the threat under control. When you're fighting a 15-tentacled, like, nightmare monster, there's not really a concept of holding the center or, like, managing the threat. So you have to come up with unique solutions to the circumstances. And one of them is that if you spiral yourself around and you swirl and spin, it confuses and angers the monsters and in a way that makes it hard for them to judge where you're going.
Yeah, it's like drunken fighting mixed with whirling dervish. Yeah, I get you.
And then like the fact that you need to be dodging and ducking and weaving and everything else is part of that. And then that dance style kind of came out of that, needing to do that without puking or falling down. And it's like, oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. There's also a section that explains the stupid back scabbards, so...
That actually, they kind of address that in the second season. They do an interesting thing where he doesn't have a back scabbard anymore. He's got like a basically like a Casey Jones style like hockey bag for all of his weapons. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Nice.
But
that's
yeah,
probably
so
more accurate.
I keep going back and forth. I keep downloading it. I keep getting it like on my computer or my PlayStation, and then I never play it because I just keep getting talked out of it. So like, if you're listening and you like you want to people to play The Witcher and you don't have any kind of like qualms for them, you're not like you like it, but if you're just someone who purely loves it and like wants everyone to play it, talk to me and tell me why, because that might be the driving force I need. Because otherwise, I'm just going to keep playing Uncharted for the rest of my life. And I was going to try Jedi Fallen Order, which is the new Star Wars game. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, so I played the first one, and the controls were too clunky.
Yeah, that was PC Master Race.
It was just unplayable.
Where that came from.
Yeah. The second one, the controls were better, but the game just didn't really grab me. Third one, I wished I'd finished the second one because it kind of starts off like 27 seconds after the second one ended, and it was very confusing what was going on. And then it was like, hey, did you, I know you wanted to play like a sword game with like a badass, but how into crafting are you? Because you're going to have to craft a lot of potions. Like,
see, that's the exact opposite of what your brother said. Because he's like, I have all this stuff I want to craft with, but I don't have, there's nothing I can't craft any with it yet or something. So I was like, oh, this game is just an enigma. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to get it, what I'm getting myself into.
Maybe you should just play it.
Yeah, you should just turn it on.
I don't know.
It took me like, to beat the main story, it took me like 3-4 years. Because I just always have it on my computer, and I'd go and oogle at the graphics for a while and be like, oh, I want to go do this quest. And that would get me into it for like another 10 hours. And then I'd just like leave and do something else.
I got a buddy who I think has beat it 3 times. So like, I don't fucking understand the game either. You're right.
I'm
it's
so
enigmatic.
Confused by all of this being almost completely outside the Witcher worlds. Like all of this just sounds just like it's like, I can't do that. Like any game, even games I'm familiar with, if I drop it for a little bit and then try to come back for it a few months later, I restart it from the beginning because I have to.
That's a good way to never finish a game, though.
Yeah, it really fucking is. So that means you have to finish it as you're like you play through until it's fucking done.
That's something that happened. This I guess we're just doing back-to-back video game podcasts, but there's a game on the Switch called Octopath Traveler, right? And something I've noticed about JRPGs that, like, Bravely Default, Octopath Traveler, stuff like, even this new Arcane one, the one from League of Legends world, it's called, like, the Reaper King or something like that.
You're the Reaper King.
Every fucking RPG has to come up with some asinine mechanic that you have to learn that's proprietary to the game to make it unique. And like, if you drop the game for more than a week, you forget the mechanic. But if you're in the middle of the game, that mechanic's being used so heavily that you'll just lose a bunch unless you start over.
Mario, one game, that new Mario Party game, or Mario, Paper Mario was like that for me. That stupid room thing. Yeah.
Well, I think Dark Souls is like that for me. I cannot pick up Dark Souls again. I have to start over.
But one game that I think is consistently done good for people picking up and dropping it is the SteamWorld games. And it's weird because SteamWorld Dig, SteamWorld Quest, SteamWorld. What's the Metroidvania one?
I only know Dig.
Dig is the Metroidvania one. Heist is more of like the
Heist.
RPG
is the
one.
Heist is the one that I played through.
And then Quest is like a straight up like RPG deck builder game. It's really fun, and it does some basic mechanic stuff that you like. It builds on itself, but the heuristics are basic. You don't have to remember like, oh, if it's your turn and you use this move, it sets you back on the time meter, so you might be able to use a heavy move, but you'll be further back. And it's like, God, just what is this? Like, am I supposed to dedicate 25 hours directly in a row to play this, or can I put it down for 5 hours of sleep?
No.
Yeah, apparently.
You don't get to sleep.
I'm ranty in these last
few
casts.
That's fine. You're allowed to. Somebody's got to do it.
Why can't every game just have auto-assist aiming and let me play through an 8-hour story like Uncharted?
Because not every game wants to gargle your balls as much as Uncharted does.
Oh, dude, it does love that, though.
It wants them all up in there.
Speaking of Uncharted, there's an Uncharted movie coming out, and Tom Holland is playing Drake, Nathan Drake.
I think I'm mad about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that choice.
I love it. Really Mark Wahlberg is playing Sully, and I'm really happy about that, too.
Why do they keep putting Mark Wahlberg in movies? I don't understand that.
Because he's awesome.
Is he?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He was in the other guys. What do you mean, what does he do? What do you do?
He's always fucking Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg isn't... He's just fucking Marky Mark every fucking time. I'm so tired of seeing Mark Wahlberg.
I can name like four actors that are just themselves. Christian Bale. Constantly Christian Bale in every movie. Ryan Reynolds is constantly Ryan Reynolds in every movie. Like,
yes,
yeah, but Ryan Reynolds is fun.
He's also fun and charismatic, which Mark Wahlberg is not.
Mark Wahlberg is hilarious. Watch The Other Guys. That movie makes me happy every time. And
no.
he's a pretty good action star. Hendrik, I don't expect you to do anything because you're too busy with your other commitments. So why don't you keep doing sword stuff and not having any other life outside of that?
Right? I did just repair my floor a little bit while you were talking.
There you go.
It's like...
Not even kidding. I just muted my microphone so I could hammer a nail in. That
Anyway, I'm excited. I love when video games get turned into movies nowadays.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah,
I'm just going to be mad about it the whole time.
it's like the Chris Pratt Mario thing. Did we talk about that already?
Oh, my God. I don't think so.
No, we have not.
I have opinions, and you need to hear them.
Yeah, so they're doing an animated Mario movie. And they announced the cast. Well, that was like,
which felt like a joke.
Yeah,
they kept being like, Chris Pratt's in it, and Jack
Mario.
Black is in it,
okay.
Like they're just making shit up.
Black is Bowser. I get. I'm for it. I think he's gonna nail that. That's gonna be great. What the fuck with everything else? Like. I just don't see Chris Pratt as Mario.
Let's go through this cast because it's imperative that the people listening.
Oh no! It's I swear it sounds like a 5-year old clutching the hem of his t-shirt and rambling.
Yeah. Okay. Where is it? Mario.
Chris Pratt is Mario, and Charlie Day is Luigi,
okay.
And Jack Black is Bowser, and Keegan-Michael Key is Toad.
Seth
Rogen is Donkey Kong, and Fred Armisen is Cranky Kong.
Why did you make any of these decisions this way? Why?
Anna Taylor-Joy's Princess Peach, and like most people know her for her like horror movies. Like, she was in Split and Glass, and she's also in a bunch of other horror movies I could name and nobody would know them. But
yeah, like Split and Glass.
Well, she was in one Last Night in Soho as well, and she's not like a bunch of
others. It's just like who made the casting choice for this?
A 5-year-old clutching the hem of his dirty t-shirt and naming every famous person he could think of.
It was Miyamoto's nephew, I bet. He's just like, yeah, do it this one, and you can have him. And
yeah. It was a stereotypical snot-nosed, like, Japanese 5-year-old.
With
a big
really
old snot globule hanging down.
Lollipop.
Yeah.
But everyone in the world is like, what the fuck is Chris Pratt going to do with Mario? Like,
and Chris Pratt's like,
knows.
What the fuck am I going to do with Mario?
Yeah.
And, like, I get it. He was a great addition to, like, most of the movies he's been part of. Right. Despite any kind of negative feelings you have towards Chris Pratt. He made the Lego movie good.
He's a fine actor. I actually respect him a lot as an actor.
Yeah.
But Chris Pratt.
But he's not
plays
Mario.
Chris Pratt. Like, just like we're talking about. He's just Chris Pratt in every
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. It's just like, he's gonna, like, he doesn't fit Mario. And aside from, we already have, like, a really well-known
a well-established voice actor
for Mario.
And we have a backup voice actor and another backup voice actor.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs or you go to hell. Or the one from the 98 movie.
If you go...
I think all of those guys are dead, but that's fine, too.
No, John Leguizamo
well,
so
if you don't
bad.
Drugs,
John Leguizamo
is Luigi.
Yeah,
obviously.
He plays Luigi. No, it's the guy who plays the... what is it? In the Spawn movie, he plays the clown dude.
Yeah, John Leguizamo.
Yeah, John Leguizamo. He's also in a movie with Mark Wahlberg called The Big Hit. No, that's not. That's Lou Diamond Phillips. Never mind. I'm not racist. I'm just
No, but you guys are getting... I think you're getting Lou Albano.
Lou Albano, yeah. If you do drugs, you go to hell
so
before
not,
you die.
Yeah, that's the one.
And he's very dead.
Yeah.
Did he do drugs?
And you're thinking of Bob Hoskins, who is also very dead.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob
all
Hoskins
the people who have played Mario are dead.
Whoa.
Except Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
And
the guy that played the video games,
you were
games,
saying
right?
Chris Pratt isn't always Chris Pratt, but I feel like there's funny Chris Pratt and serious Chris Pratt. But you still have Chris Pratt being the center point of those.
Charles
have...
Martinet.
Martinet. Who's that?
He's the guy who does the voice of Mario. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been the voice of Mario since most of us were alive. No, and I agree. Chris Pratt does have... He's been... He hasn't had as much range since he's been famous.
Yeah.
But he had more range earlier. I think he just kind of settled into a character actor. But the part that I always am impressed with him is that that motherfucker will gain or lose 50 pounds for a role and not bat an eye.
It also
that's
is
the
like,
part that I'm impressed with.
Yeah,
that's true. He's in a lot of weird old movies, too. Like random shit. And you're like, whoa, Chris Pratt was in that? Like, he was in... what was that movie? He's in movie 43, which is really stupid.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right.
He was in... what is the movie? Jennifer's Body as like a
Wait,
cop.
He was in the, yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. Oh, he I was just... in, he was in that one with the other guy that plays Xavier. And I forget the name of the fucking movie. I just remember the scene where the kid plays Xavier in like the new, like the first string. Yeah, that's right. Cause I didn't really watch it. Cause it sucked, but he just smashes Chris Pratt's face with a keyboard.
Yeah, that's one of the comic book to movie things that didn't go too well. But we don't.
Well, I mean, that's one of those that totally different tangent. But that's because like they completely missed the point of the story and went with something completely fucking different, and it did not work.
Dude, you got to curve that bullet, though.
That's not even what it was about.
I want to say, Parks and Rec, Andy Dwyer.
Yeah,
he did that. Up to and including his time that he did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And so he went from, I think he did actually lose 40 pounds in the space of like 3 months for that role.
Dude, if you want to see somebody who actually loses and gains a ton of weight for their roles, check out Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, he is.
Dude, Christian Bale, you brought him up earlier. Christian Bale. Like, that dude goes crazy with that shit.
Yeah.
He's also crazy.
He's also insane, yeah.
Well, and Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy has had 100-pound swings.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Colin Farrell is playing the Penguin in the new Batman movie.
Dude, I saw the stills for that. The makeup work on that looks fucking awesome.
It looks really good. Like, I know that I'm only allowed to like Christian Bale's Batman, but this new Batman looks really good.
I mean, it'll probably suck, but we're gonna watch it. I just wanted
to... Hey, guys, don't worry. It's still dark and gritty. Okay, carry on.
Okay, good. Good. I was worried. I'm just saying, I'm still on it. I'm sorry. Kyle jumped me before I finished my thought, but Tom Hardy was in Sucker Punch.
Really?
He was in Inception.
Oh,
right?
Fucking shit. I forgot
he was Bane, where he was huge. He was in Inception, where he was small. He was in, what am I trying to find it here? I'm trying to remember.
Venom?
He was in Layer Cake.
He's Venom.
And then he was in Star Trek Nemesis as the Picard clone.
Cool.
Oh,
so the whole joke... And we're walking this back around because I made this reference like an hour ago. I was lonely. Is him saying that fucking line after he transports a couple of people off of the fucking Enterprise onto his fucking ship. He plays the emaciated fucking Picard clone. And that was 20 years ago.
Jesus.
Huh.
Yeah. He was also in Black Hawk Down and Band of Brothers.
And he was in Mad Max.
And he was Mad Max.
He was Mad
Max. And he was in a TV movie version of Sweeney Todd, not the one you're thinking of.
Oh.
He also played Venom and then partially directed and acted and wrote the second Venom.
Yeah.
Which people did
he?
Hated,
oh, that's
I really
cool.
Liked it.
I didn't know he was a director for that.
Well, no, I think Andy Serkis directed, but he wrote with Andy Serkis, and I think he helped do, like, it was their kind of project.
We don't have time to talk about how fucking awesome Andy Serkis is.
Yeah. Surprisingly, though, that movie got gangbanged by the studios. Let There Be Carnage, because you have a movie with Venom and Carnage, but it's rated PG-13.
Fuck that noise. That's got to be R at least.
That's got to be an R-rated flick, man. You got.
I'm hoping they
that.
Come out bare with minimum rated version. I think they killed Venom with that. Like, I don't know. There's going to be another Venom movie.
Nah.
Maybe they'll roll him into the that. MCU. There's been rumors, but
no
to
comment.
Substantiate it.
No comment. Go see Spider-Man. No comment.
Just like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. Yeah, spoiler-free
but don't
ending
comment
to this
about
episode.
Venom. Or do.
I don't know.
I don't know.
My chest there. That was weird.
I've heard it, though. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.